there, my friend, and welcome to the Ayurveda and Psychology podcast. I am Charlotte Skogsberg, your host for this podcast. I am enchanted to meet and to take you with me on this journey into the human psyche, viewed from the holistic approach of yoga and Ayurveda, and viewed from the modern man approach of clinical psychology and psychoanalysis. So have something nice to drink next to you, maybe a cup of tea, have a seat, or go out for a nice walk in nature, maybe. Enjoy. In this episode that focuses on Ayurveda, I want to speak to you about the link between Ayurveda as a practice and modern science. I want to speak to you more specifically about the link between the Vata dosha and the most crucial system in the body that we never really speak about. If you have listen to me for a while, you might remember that I've already mentioned the importance of tending to the Vata dosha for every human being, no matter what the original constitution of your doshas is. I have explained this both from a physiological, let's say, perspective, from the energy balancing one, and also just from the environment, right? So how the environment affects us. And today I want to make the link with the immune system, and more so a player of this system that we don't speak about that often. And that would be the lymphatic system. Now, anyone interested in how the body functions has a certain understanding of, you know, all the systems of the body. The fact that there are about 10 systems, we would say, right? And that, of course, they would affect one another. Really, we have all learned in school, but most probably without making the link, really. And especially making the link between them, how they affect each other and our current state of health. And it's obviously not news to, in the medical field, right, to doctors. And even so, we don't really hear so much the connections, right, when we're dealing with disease. Just recently, actually, someone in my personal surrounding had issues with the kidneys and went to get an operation. And so this was kidney stones. And after the operation, the doctor, well, just said that it's all good. You can go home and, you know, just keep on going the way you have before. As if a kidney stone happened on its own. As if there was no dysfunction in some of the different systems that then led to the actual symptom of the kidney stone. The reason I want to talk about the lymphatic system is it has such an obvious link to the nervous system and also the blood circulation, the digestive system, and the respiratory system. It is really the definition of holistic. And since it is, it tends to be actually what we miss when we're trying to find the solution to some issue we have, and the issue seems to be a mystery because we don't find a solution. So why would I think of the lymphatic system when I'm coming from an Ayurvedic perspective? And why do I link it to the Vata dosha? Remembering that the Vata dosha is the most subtle of the doshas, of the bioenergies, the constitutions, and it's the merge of air and space or ether. Well, if we look at some of the most typical, common, let's say, symptoms of a malfunctioning lymph, we recognize the typical signs of a Vata imbalance, actually. There's a decrease of the immune system, and so more recurrent infections. There's also a depletion of the energy levels, which we would also call then a chronic fatigue. There are digestive issues, frequent headaches, brain fog, overall pain, joint pain more specifically, and stiffness in the body. One of the typical things, for instance, is this stiffness when you wake up in the morning. And when I speak of stiffness, I do not speak of, well, the typical tightness we can feel when we do a lot of exercise, right? So this would be stiffness that happens for people who do not exercise very much. And beyond these typical Vata imbalances that corresponds with the problems that can happen when the lymphatic system is congested, actually, we also find typical Pitta imbalances, because inflammation, and more so chronic inflammation, is absolutely a symptom of the lymphatic system not functioning well and being congested. Skin conditions, which is also a Pitta condition, and unexplained weight gain. And unexplained weight gain can actually be a Pitta condition as well as a Kapha condition. And Kapha conditions, of course, are absolutely traceable in malfunctioning lymph, because the lymph is the fluids that pass through the body, right? It's basically water. And so when there's congestion, when there's blockages, there's retention, there's swelling and edema, which is absolutely Kapha related. The well-functioning of the lymphatic system depends on the water fluidity, right? The well circulation, the well circulating fluids, which means that it's water and blood. The lymph is, well, basically water that flows inside of us, and it circulates through movement. So our body consists of about 60% water, and it's essential for our blood because, well, the blood is, well, kind of 50% water. The lymph is basically 90% water, and our brain is also consistent very much of water. And so these crucial functions of the body need water in order for them to function. And for that reason, dehydration can be absolutely detrimental for our health. So when I mentioned, for instance, the kidney stones, which has a direct link, of course, with dehydration originally, which then, escalates into other things as well, that is directly happening when our lymphatic system is malfunctioning due to dehydration. So these very important functions of the body, if there is a lack of water, they stagnate. They can't function as well. The blood itself thickens. And so all of a sudden, it takes more pressure to move the blood around. And so what that does is the heart rate increases. And so it means that we put more stress onto the system. And when we put more stress onto the whole system, the immunity will weaken and the vagal tone will decrease. I spoke about the vagus nerve and the vagal tone in last week's episode. So If you haven't listened to that one, you might want to go back and listen to that as well in order to make the link, because hopefully, I wish, there will be some kind of link between that episode, this one, and the ones to follow. As we speak about this interest of modern understandings that are very, very recent, actually, when it comes to health, that we didn't know maybe just a couple of decades ago, and the holistic approach that already integrated them. So what is the lymphatic system anyway? Well, it's a network of vessels, nodes, and organs that work together to transport lymph. Lymph, as I mentioned, is basically water, right? It's a clear fluid containing the white blood cells, protein, fats, and waste products. And it transports this throughout the whole body. And so for that reason, it parallels to the circulatory system and kind of serves as a secondary circulatory system and therefore directly connected to, well, the heart and the cardiovascular system. Now, that which we call the parasympathetic nervous system is also called the rest and digest, right? So I've spoken about this as well in the past. In case you do not know what that means, very quickly, our nervous system, we can say, has two modes. One which we would easily call fight or flight, and one rest and digest. Actually, there's more, but just to make it very simple. And so that which we would call fight or flight, so when we're ready to go, right? When there's a lion chasing us, let's say, we call that the sympathetic nervous system. And then when we then recover, rest and digest, therefore, we call parasympathetic nervous system. This turns on the digestive process. So when we are on fight or flight, the digestive process is not working. When you're stuck in fight or flight, especially through a longer time, your stomach decreases digestion, and therefore the digestive acids decreases. And that will impact the health of your vagus nerve. Because when your vagus nerve is strong and toned, it automatically increases the digestive acids, which increases the digestive capacity. So when you are constantly on fight or flight, there is an effect to your digestive system, which will affect your vagus nerve and therefore your immune system. You need the acids, the enzymes, if you will, to break down the food into nutrients. So you could be eating the most nutriment-filled and organic, beautiful food, but if you don't have enough digestive acids to break it down, you can't absorb the nutrients. Instead, the food would get stuck in the stomach and ferment, and the immune system then attacks it because it seems as if it's an intruder since it's not been assimilated by the body. When the body begins to attack something that exists inside, it becomes the battlefield of inflammation. All right, coming back to the lymphatic system and this fluid, this liquid that we call the lymph, which is basically water very much, and some other things, of course. In order for that to function, it needs to circulate, right? I've said this as well in the past from the Ayurvedic perspective. When things flow, nothing can stagnate and get stuck and fester. We need to make the lymph move, but it's not driven by like the heart, like the cardiovascular. So instead, the way it moves is actually through movement of the organs and the muscles. We move our muscles when we move the body, and we move the organs when we breathe properly. So breathing plays a significant role in the functioning of the lymphatic system. And as I mentioned, the lymphatic system is crucial in the body's immune system and just overall waste removal process. So the lymphatic system, in order to function and to strengthen the immune system, relies on movement of breath, deep breaths, moving the organs quite a lot, as well as moving the body, moving the muscles. And so the lymph will flow through the vessels and the nodes. There's really a subtle importance when it comes to the lymphatic health. You need to actively move the body and actively move your breathing for the lymph to circulate. But depending on how you move these things, the lymph will flow freely or not. Now, the vagus nerve is the most important brain nerve, right? The cranial nerve. And its key component in the parasympathetic nervous system. That means that it has a direct impact on how you feel, how the immune system functions, how your digestion functions. And it plays, therefore, that important role of the rest and digest, where everything flows properly, hence also the lymph. So the connection there between your vagus nerve, so your nervous system really, and the lymphatic system, the fluids, revolves around this role of the immune system. And more than that, inflammation, to regulate inflammation actually in the body. They both intervene in the regulation of inflammation, and they impact the immune system. And what stimulates one also stimulates the other. So, for instance, gentle massages, no need for the going into the tissues of the muscles, actually, gentle, smooth massages will activate both of them. Deep breathing, once again, especially focusing on exhalations, and gentle shaking. So tapping as a therapy on the body, the EFT tapping, and just tapping on the body actually gently, and gentle shakes, dancing as well, and yoga asana will stimulate the vagus nerve, which means that it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest, and at the same time activate the lymphatic drainage. Now, what's very important here is that vata dosha, its qualities, light, cold, and dry, when out of balance, too light, too cold, too dry. How do we bring vata back into balance? Through warm, moist, and grounding or heavy. So what the Ayurvedic practitioners and doctors have been saying for a very long time, what Ayurveda has been promoting for several thousand years, is to tend to the vata dosha in everything that you do first and foremost, because it's the most volatile. We do not want the body to be dehydrated and cold and too light. And when we then begin to look at these two systems that are crucial in our overall health, and that links actually the subtlety of the body to the more gross aspects of the muscles, for instance. It is the nervous system with the vagus nerve and the lymphatic system. And these two play very important roles in chronic inflammations, in autoimmune conditions, and many of the lymph nodes are situated both in the abdomen and in the head. When we start to look at the different practices that Ayurveda promotes, what we actually see is that they have a direct impact on those two subtle systems that in themselves have a direct impact on our health, and especially on the more subtle layers. What I mean by that is early on, before we have any kind of physical manifestations, we can rectify imbalances in our physical body by using the Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to this podcast and this episode. I am very grateful. If you enjoyed this and you think that other people could enjoy this, please help me to spread the word. Share this episode on any channel that you have of social media or messaging. And even more so, I would really appreciate if you know one other person who might benefit from my words today specifically. Take that 1 minute it takes to simply share this episode with one person. Remember that there's a human being on the other side of your phone, of your earpods, of this microphone. And I would love to hear your thoughts on what I've been talking about. So please leave a comment. Send me a message directly if you wish. This is Charlotte. This is me. See you next time. Namaste.